consistently by staying in the word of God, it weakens, certain things that weakens us, and it also strengthens certain things that will also strengthen us in our subconscious being. And most of our actions come out of that place. Most of the things we do come out of our subconscious being. Praise the Lord. Today is December 8th, right? 2017. Just about how many days now? 22 or 23 days. I'll be like 3 weeks to 2018. So I want us to make up our mind that come 2018, you are going to be totally devoted to the Word of God. You first of all have to even know it before you can even do it. You have to even know what the Word says before you can even now put into practice what the Word of God says. Absolute devotion to the Word. And that's what is lacking now. And most of the things that happens now is just taking our times away. There's a lot of distraction. It's all of these economic problems. See, there is recession in Nigeria. There's economic hardship. Then there is the entertainment world. Then there's also the social media. Then there's a lot of things that are distracting you from your primary purpose and calling on it. Those things are distractions. You leave all those things behind, as Jesus tarries. You leave them behind, they will continue. The people that died last year, did they stop all of those things that from happening this year? Your life is so small. Can you put your life on a scale in the general pool of life? It is estimated about 20 billion people have come and have lived and died in this world since creation, or even be more. But that's just an estimate. About 20 billion people have come and gone. And presently we have about 7 billion, right? 7 point something billion people on earth. So you can imagine, even within the general pool, how small our life is. But that small as it looks, that small tiny life is eternal. You can use it to make an eternal and forever impact with God in heaven. Your life is so small on earth, but it's not small in heaven. If we live right, according to God. You may be unknown on earth here. A lot of people are not known on earth here, but in heaven, their name is a forever memorial. Jesus gave a promise when he was speaking to one of the seven churches in Revelation. He said, I'll make you a pillar in the temple of my God, and then I'll give you a new name. I'll make you a memorial forever, even in the temple of God. We're talking about the temple in heaven. Praise the Lord. So please don't look at your life as if you are nobody, you are not one of the God's general on earth. We don't even determine general. We not even we that determine who is a God general on earth. We only give men accolade based on people that are maybe some people are Jew and they have a big congregation. You call them God's general, But that's far from the truth. Yes, we have stories of. People that have gone to God are giving them revelations in heaven, and they see people on earth that even two people did not even know them. Permit me to use that kind of expression. Two people did not even know them on earth in relation to, to doing big things for God. But yet they are generous in heaven. Regina have a revelation in Final Quest about one man called Angelo. How many of us have read the Final Quest? How many of us remember the story of Angelo? That poor man that was distributing cards also. On earth he was not even known. He was even reproached by a lot of Christians. He went to congregations, he was not even welcome. But in heaven, that man was a general. To the extent that Jesus even went further to tell Regina in a vision that he went to one church. When he got to that church, because he was so poor, was so poorly dressed, was so poor and everything. When he got to that church, they were too busy, they did not even take notice of him. But Jesus told Regina that was my knock at their door. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If they have received that man, they will have received me. He said, that was my knock at their door. And what was it about that man? He was so full of the love of God. He can stand on one street just to distribute card to one person for days. That's how much the love of God was in his heart. But he does not have a very good background, no good education. He can't really speak, But the love of God was so much inside of him. And he died the matter. How did he die? He said he lived the matter, right? And died the matter. He met a drunkard one night. He's homeless. So he's homeless. He gave his life to Christ. In the course of it, he gave his life to Christ. So he loved Christ so much. But he was limited. Is this someone that is homeless? He doesn't have so much personal resources, you know, even intellectual capability. You know, he couldn't really speak, you know, like that, but he would just distribute. He said he was to distribute track. He would just be distributing tracks, and he loved God so much. And Jesus went further to say that he gave him some person, you know, he said, the grace I gave him, he used all. You like I gave you like the parable of the talent. I gave him two, but he used all the two that I gave him. You know, somebody had 10. If that person used 7, everybody would be healing him. Abi, he had 10 now. He had 10 talent, and he's just using 5. He's a national hero, right? Well, now imagine, don't forget that he gave some people how many? 2. And if he's using 2, and person that is using 7, how do we judge on it? We judge based on the talent now, right? This one is displaying the volume or the magnitude of display, 5 out of 5. Don't forget that person had 10. So in heaven's reckoning, that person is even a private. He's a low-ranking officer. And yet he's moving from country, nation to nation, right? You know, maybe he's a worship, maybe what I call him to lead the church in worship. He's having albums that are going all over the whole world. He's having a concert from Brazil to US to Abi to South Africa, you know, or having international ministry, but he's just using 5% of what they gave him. Another person is just using 2, and maybe that some even have 1. Maybe that 1 talent that they gave him, he's not going beyond Akure Ondo State. Yes, he's not leading 1 community because that's the size of his gifting. You know, his operation, his circle of operation does not pass 1 city, so it does not have an international ministry or a conglomerate or whatever. Praise the Lord. You know, whatever you can call it. But that person is using the 1 that he was given. Who is higher? God judge you based on faithfulness. Say, welcome, thou good and what? Only 1 year speak, faithfulness. Faithfulness to his calling. Paul said, I have not been disobedient to the heavenly vision. He said, Abraham was faithful. God asked him to do something, he did it. Faithfulness. Jesus too was faithful. This was the reason he was born, and he was faithful to it, to the end. So that is the criteria that God will use to judge us on the last day. It's based on faithfulness. So what have you been given? And then what are you using? That's why what's the greatest commandment? He said to love God with what? What was the word that was used? All. He didn't say to love God with your heart too. He said to love God with all your heart. All. That word all stands for faithfulness. All the resources that God is going to give you, to what extent are you going to use them? To love God with all your heart, with all your soul, Abby, and your neighbor like it. So, now, we now bring it to the place of devotion. When you step into 2018, how is your devotional life going to be? Are you going to use all the strength of devotion that God gives you? All the strength of devotion is okay. Devotion, thoughts of your personal, and private life with God. The strength that God gives you in that area. The grace that God gives you in that area. Then the wisdom that he imparts to draw near to him. Praise the Lord. Are we going to be using all? That's another aspect of our calling. There's one, the biggest aspect of faith is to approach God, is to draw near to God. That's why you keep reading about faith. He say, he that believes on me, the works that I do, greater works than this he will do. He say, he that believes on me. See, Abraham believed God. So the first aspect of faith is to draw near. Praise the Lord. We can build our faith, having worked with God, that there are things our faith can do. Praise the Lord. We'll grow in God. Our faith can move mountains. Our faith can speak to the sycamore tree. Be you removed and planted into the sea to be done. You know, our faith can begin to heal the sick. You know, our faith can begin to bind. You say you bind Abby. You say you bind and cast that all these things that all authority in heaven have been given to me, right? You trample on snakes and scorpions. As you walk with God, your faith becomes so strong that you trample on snake and scorpion. But that's not the greater aspect of faith. Praise the Lord. It's very key, it's very important. But the greater aspect of faith is drawing near to God. In getting closer and closer. You know, in elevating your relationship with God, your intimacy with God from one level to the other. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Then the strength of what you do outside, when you step into the world, you know, when you step amongst men, you know, and when you confront principalities and power, you will do more. But if you notice the record of faith that we're given, Jesus drew near. He kept drawing near. He kept moving and advancing in God's divine purpose for his life. You know, he said, as the Father knows me, even so I know the Father. The way the Father knows me in heaven, the same way I know the Father. How was Moses said that, well, God, show me what? Show me your glory. Can you see the greater aspect of Moses' faith? He said, I want to see you more. You know, I want to know you more. I want to draw near more. Lord, show me your glory. Paul too, what did he say? That I what? That I may know you. You see, that's the greater aspect of faith. So how is your relationship with the Father? Faith. Praise the Lord. How is in our relationship with God? Okay, if you look at this year, we are rounding up 2017 now. You look at 2017, you look at 2016. Now, you now begin to put it, how is my relationship? In every relationship can be gauged, right? Every relationship can be gauged and measured. I'm married, I could gauge my relationship with my wife is better this year, far, far better. You know, I'm full of expectation that the next year will take it to another level. Because life grows. Everything in life grows. Praise the Lord. Even the universe is growing. It's expanding. We are living an ever-expanding universe. That's why I say God is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. Everything in God does what? Grows. Right? Grows. So, grows in context of growth, that's movement. Everything is moving. Even though the mango tree may not increase in height, at least bringing out more branches. Right? You see the activities going around the amount, their motions, their movement, that's what calls you growth. Growth, not enjoy the context of 5 feet today, by next tomorrow I'm 10 feet. You know, you can stop growing physically, but you also know that you are growing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, by April next year, Pastor Zan and Sister Tokwe, they will have gotten married. Has your life not grown? Things have come. So you see, life keep growing, even life itself keep expanding. So even our relationship with God, that's why it ought to keep growing. And then keep expanding. Praise the Lord. That you know that I know God better. You know that I'm able to respond to God. I'm able to hear Him more. My love for God is better. You know, I'm much more sensitive and alive to spiritual things than my character. You know, I'm stronger. Yes, when it comes to dealing with my flesh, the flesh is there. Sometimes it steals in and get the and get a measure of us. You know, so I am stronger in handling the flesh. Paul say, I die daily. Like I was telling you before, when we started that, the flesh is not a one-stop or something you just finish off. It's there. You know, it's there. It's there. So, it's there. You see, the flesh and the spirit are always at war. You are getting stronger. You know, you are able to, you see, Paul say, I put my body under what? Subjection. You are able to put it under subjection more. So things will cause small things, not even the obvious bad characters that we know. Even your speed, the way you talk. Praise the Lord. The way you talk. The way you talk, your level of anger. The way you respond to, you know, to situation, to things, to people. To people, praise the Lord. I think in the course of this week, last week Friday, you know, I had a discussion with somebody and, you know, the way I spoke to the person was not proper. Oh, that was last week Thursday, before the public holiday on Friday, right? That was the Muslim Eid Maulud last week, Friday. So there was a public holiday. That was on 4th, Abi. Or 5th, December 5th, Abi. There was a 5th. Public holiday was on 4th. Oh, 1st, sorry, December 1. December 1, that was the public holiday. So, you know, when we had something, you know, I say what she did was right, but the way I spoke, you know, it was at work. The way I spoke to the person was not right. It was a bit rude. So when we got back to work on Monday, I said, you know, we're just greeting. She said, she said she's not fine. I said, okay, I'm very sorry. I actually spoke to you very rude. It was so rude, you know. I'm very, very sorry and everything. So, praise the Lord. So it's not a one-stop, it's not a one-shop, or one, is it one-stop shop or something? So it's something you keep, you know, you keep getting better. Keep getting better. You keep increasing. Where you err, you acknowledge that you are wrong in this area. Praise the Lord. There are times you have to speak to, you may speak to your spouse, it's not right. Even what you are talking about is right. But you address it in the manner that is wrong. Praise the Lord. So don't use that because it's right to cover it up. Abi? To cover it up. The approach of handling it is wrong. So you make amend and you can say, I'm sorry and that was not right. What I did was not right. And then you move on. Then you get stronger. But if you cover it up, what happens? You get weaker. Can you see? You speak rudely to somebody, say, you know, like that. Even if the person is younger, smaller than you, you know, the way I spoke was not right. So you're also teaching the person how to live. Can you see? You are teaching the person what? How to live. One, then you too, you are also getting stronger. But if you cover it up, you get weaker. If you continue in that path, you will not overcome that habit for a long time. And some, it becomes a very stronghold that pulls them down. Praise the Lord. And I'm just giving the one aspect of what to call the flesh, even in our speaking, even in words. So we kept building and kept growing. So we kept elevating our relationship. We go from one level to the other. Faith. Now the first fruit of faith. Praise the Lord. What did I say? The first fruit of faith. Okay, all right, Pastor Isaiah. to draw closer to God.
Praise the Lord. Who else has something to say? What's the first fruit of faith? Right.
Hmm?
That's the meaning of faith.
Uh-huh.
You see, how did they, what's the popular definition of faith? Faith is a substance of things, evidence of things. What is the number one thing that is not seen? The number one thing that is not seen is God. And everything that is not on, that is not seen comes from Him. Praise the Lord. So faith is the evidence of what? Of things not seen. Right? You know, the substance of things hoped for. What is the first thing you are hoping for? What is your ultimate hope? Is it not is it not God? Restoration with God and everything. The substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen is God. And then they now went further to say, by faith, the elders obtained what? A good what? A good report. And the first elder that was mentioned in that good report was God Himself. He said, by faith, we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, right? So the first person that used faith is who? Is God. So praise the Lord. The first person that used faith, he said, we understand, that's a Hebrews 1, down, go down to verse 3 now, that by faith the elders obtained a good report. Verse 3 says, we understand that by faith the universe was framed by the word of the Lord. Then he started mentioning the other people that used faith. Praise the Lord. After God. So the first substance you are hoping for, the evidence of God, is the number one unseen reality. So can you see faith now? So in building faith, so faith is not just for, what did I establish? It's not just for, Abby, what you can do with your faith, right? Number one reality about faith is relational. Faith is relational, that is relating with the Father. You say without faith, it is impossible to please God. Praise the Lord. It's impossible to please God. And how do you please God? You do His will. You draw near. You're always available. Praise the Lord. If you go and pull down one big edifice by your faith now, they say, bro, Kenny, now, you go and pull down one big edifice by your faith now, all of us will be excited. But it's not as if God is going to be, look at what this guy is doing. No. He's not new to God. He gave you the strength, the power, and the wisdom to do it. So he's not going to be excited. We could be excited. Praise the Lord. What will excite God is that because you are moving in the frequency of His will. I know that you can also even do it outside of His will, even using faith. Using faith, Moses struck the something, right? It was the will of God, but he did it outside of God's will, outside of God's perfect will, because he was to speak to it. There are things people have done, you know, because of maybe God gives you the enabling environment, He used it to do it, and He's not pleased and happy with it. He gave them manna in the wilderness, right? That was a supernatural provision, but God was not happy. After when they were eating, not manna, sorry, He gave them meat, quail. And while they were eating that quail, the Bible says He sent what? He sent a perilous disease into their soul. They were eating it and were dying. But yeah, that was a supernatural provision by the operation of faith. So that's why I say number one reality about faith is relational. So I want us to take it. I say this is our last meeting, Thursday fellowship, right? In our Tyrannus, lecture hall of Tyrannus. Right, so for the year, praise the Lord. Some of us will not be seeing this, will not be in this hall. You might be in come to the house, but you might not be in this hall. You can even come to this hall, but I'm not going to be having a meeting, you know, in this hall. From now till next year, I'm going to be extremely, extremely busy. I'm going to be extremely busy. So, we'll not have meeting here like that again. So, but I'm telling you that when you take your faith into 2018, praise the Lord, take your faith number one, number two, and then the last, number three. Abby, three items. Number one, number two, number three. Number one, use your faith to build the active, proactive, and a strong relationship with the Lord, advancing in Him. Then when we talk about your purpose and your calling, that one becomes a walkover. How was Abraham's calling? Now, Abraham did not struggle in the place of calling. It was a walkover to Abraham. Do you know why? Because Abraham's faith was relational. Abraham was building a faith. He was building a relationship with the Father. It was not just building faith to do things, right? If you just build that faith, there are times you are going to stumble. Praise the Lord. If you just have that faith, you can do things. You have that strength. I can do things. There are times you are going to stumble with God. Abraham's faith was relational. So Abraham did not struggle in the place of purpose. We are the one presently studying Abraham and drawing up points and things to point. Abraham was just simply following God. Can you see? Abraham, yes, I leave your country. He left. Abraham, separate from Lot. He did. Abraham sent Ishmael. Hagar, right? Hagar and Ishmael. He said, send them into the... Just send them away. Listen, he said, yes, listen to your wife. He listened. Abraham, okay, send them out. He sent them. If we do it today, listen to me. If you and I are going to... If not because of this perspective of heaven, you know, we're looking back through the eyes of the Holy Ghost. You know, most of these events in history, we're seeing them through the eyes of the Holy Spirit. through the perspective that heaven has given. If it were to happen in our day, you say that man of God is a very wicked man. How can you send your only son with the woman that gave birth to her? You send them away from the house. The only thing you give to them is a cruse of water and a piece of bread. And you send them, not like this kind of our world today, that you can take flight and start going to America. Or you can take bus and start going to Abuja. Those days, a woman, they will have carried her and captured her and turned her to wife. Praise the Lord. Those, you know how the world exists, the ancient world then. You know the military nation of the world. They were barbarian kind of, you understand? See, they read the story of the biblical account. They were killing themselves, kill and collect people's land. They were raiding, parties were raiding. You send that woman into the midst of danger with a cruse of water and a parcel of bread. How will you judge that kind of man of God? Praise the Lord. We are reading it with the perspective of God, now we are not talking. Abby? No, so I want you to see. So I want you to see faith. But Abraham, what happened? What was significant in the life of it? That Abraham did what? He obeyed. And this is the rational aspect of it. Every other thing, let's leave it for analysis. Leave it for people to be analyzing. To be writing volume and books. Where he succeeded and where he failed. Abby? Where he succeeded as a man of God and where he failed as a man of God. Let them be writing their books. But you keep moving and following God. At a point, he said, okay, him and Lot, Abby, he called Lot, let's separate. They separated. Then he said he cannot even keep relationship. Even his own very close brother, his cousin, they cannot live together. He has to ask him that he should separate. You understand? Where is the aspect of love? Where is the aspect of, you start all analysis. Let's leave those things for analysis. Let's leave it for bookmakers. Let them be writing book and writing history. But let's continue following and obeying God. So Abraham obeyed. He did that. And then he kept working with God. Then he now came to the issue of Isaac. It has never, praise the Lord, those were the barbaric things that they were doing in those nations. And then God has now gone to form his own nation so that he can bury and kill those nations. That same thing he asked Abraham to go and do. Carry your son, put him on, your only son. You have sent one away. He does not even know, you know there is no internet. You know there is no WhatsApp that time. Hope you know there was no Facebook during the time of Abraham. Or WhatsApp or Abi, where you can monitor, can be chatting with a Hagar. How far is that boy alive? So it or no phone. So praise the Lord. So to Google it. Is Ishmael still alive? He said, okay, no, Ishmael is still alive. He posted something yesterday. Okay, he just posted something this morning on the internet. Okay, Ishmael is still alive. There was no facility like that. So as good as ever, as he sent them away, the chances of them living is so narrow. Except by the faithfulness of his God. The chances of survival. Share the boy wanted to die one time, right? He wanted to die for test. Then there was a supernatural provision, an angel appeared and then provided water. So to tell that the chances of survival is almost non-existent, sending them away like that. So Abraham did not know. Now this is the other boy that he has. Put him on the altar and then finish him off. Praise the Lord. So you see that relational aspect of faith. Praise the Lord. It was stronger than things. Even things that faith provide. Hey, God, that boy by faith. So it's stronger. That's why sometimes God gives us some things, we cannot give it out. A lot of sometimes God gives you things, give it out, it becomes a problem, right? This is why we struggle. Because that relational aspect of faith has not been taken to some certain serious level. Then it becomes easy to give out certain things, like that, put your son on the altar. It became much easier for Abraham to do without even looking back, without contemplating. You know why? And that is the same thing I'm telling us. Let's build that relational aspect of faith. Faith in drawing near to God. Faith in moving towards God. As we get to know him more. As we get to fall in love more and more. As we get to, while yielding, our devotional life is getting stronger. Then every other thing becomes much more easier to do. Talks about calling, right? Abraham, you see, he was looking for a city that had foundation, whose architect and a builder is God. But in the sense of following calling, Abraham was not pursuing calling like you and I. Abraham was simply following God, right? He met God and he started following him. Just like Jesus met Peter, he said, what? Peter, you just follow me. And in the course of following him, then all these things are opening up. What we call purpose, what we call today purpose, everything. He just met the Messiah and he fell in love with the Messiah and he just followed the Messiah for the rest of his life. Peter, praise the Lord. That's faith. Have you found Christ? Have you found the Messiah? And then willing and ready to follow him the rest of your life. And in the course of following him, he's going to do so many wonderful things. So many wonderful things through you. And inside of even you as a person, he's going to do things there. And then through you, he's going to do things. You're going to be blessed. And then you're going to be a blessing to this world, to the earth, in following the Messiah. And that has been the secret of my life. I just follow him. Praise the Lord. Yes. I just follow him. I've had people ask me one or two questions that, with your schedule, with your work, where you work, how come are you able to be working like this and still doing things like this? And that is the answer I'm giving us. He's just following Christ. Praise the Lord. Where I am today, I followed him there. Where I am, I'm working today, I followed him there. And in following him also, I'm able to do one or two things that, he has enabled by mercy and by grace to help me to have done. Praise the Lord. So please, what did I say about looking forward into 2018? What did I say about 2018? Now, 2018 is like 3 weeks away. Praise the Lord. All right, Pastor.
He said we should spend time on studying, meditating on the Word of God. You spoke about walking in faith itself. Spoke about a consciousness or subconsciousness.
Talking about faith, he said, okay. He said about faith that we should use our faith to build relationship with God in 2018.
Praise the Lord. I say everything grows, right? So your relationship with God to what? Grows. That's what the Bible says. From faith to what? From faith to faith. Bible talks about grace, right? Upon grace. Talk about abundance of life. Yeah, from measure of life to another measure of life. Keep growing. Keep growing. So you grow up in all things. Praise the Lord. So who else has, what did I say concerning 2018? Bro Kenny. All right.
You talked about we growing our faith to the essence of not even looking at what we can do with our faith with God. That we should build a relationship and we should build our relationship with God, and we should be more devotional, because in being devoted to God, that's where some of those things like flesh, some of those things naturally will be taken care of.
Praise the Lord. So I say yes. Every one of us we talk. I don't forget. I want to remind us, in building this active relationship, there is no way you will not do exploit in the world. There's no way you can have the kind of relationship with Abraham that Abraham had with the Father, with God, and then your life will not be an exploit. It will not be an enigma now. Please permit me to borrow a lot of languages. Will not be an enigma. Will not be a marvel in the world. Praise the Lord. It's not just possible. This is a higher faith. Then now, what about the lower level of faith where you can tell the mountain to move? And the faith you need to tell the mountain to move is not a big faith. He said, if you have faith as small as mustard seed, the mountain of faith itself is to draw near to God. But the mustard seed, the small measure of seed, is the one you need to do exploit in the world. Praise the Lord. The strength you need to handle Satan and Elohim is small compared to the strength you need to handle the Holy Ghost. Pastor, I'm meeting in quote. To yield and to respond to the Holy Ghost. What you need to yield and respond to the Holy Ghost and what you need to handle Satan, are they the same thing? They are two words apart. They say, who is this? Even by his word, he cast out what? He cast out demon by one word. But when Jesus stood before the Father, was it by a word? The Bible says he was crying, he was shedding tears. Who in the days of his flesh, when he had cried with tears and supplication to the Father, when he stood before Satan, was he crying? Was he shedding tears? But when he stood before the Father, he was shedding tears with supplication to him that can keep him. Praise the Lord. Can you see? So that's what I'm saying. So the mountain, you say, if you have a faith as small as a mustard seed, you tell this mountain to move, you do exploit. But that mustard seed kind of faith is not the kind of faith you need to approach God. You need a mountain of faith. Praise the Lord. Why I use the word mountain of faith? Your faith keep to keep growing, keep expanding. Yes, praise the Lord. The faith you need to separate from Lot is different from the faith you need to drive Hagar and your only son, and to drive them into the wilderness to go and die. Are they the same faith? Then the faith you need to drive Hagar and that little boy into the wilderness and to carry another one, the child of the promise, to put him on altar and carry knife and kill him. Are they the same faith? That faith is higher than the faith you need to handle Satan. Praise the Lord. That's the faith you need to handle the Holy Ghost. Amen. To handle the Holy Ghost, that means to handle me. What I mean by handle is to respond and to yield to the Holy Ghost. The faith you need to handle the Holy Ghost is higher. He will just drop one like this. Praise the Lord. You just drop one like this, you just get confused first. You get confused. He told Paul, every city they are going to be stoning you. They are going to bonds and imprisonment is waiting for you. The faith you need to still move further from that point. It's not a small faith. Do you know the what we are talking about? That anywhere you go, starting from today, bro, anywhere you are going to be seeing trouble. Is that they beat you, they flog you, they arrest you? Amen. That is your life from the after today. The faith you now need to start moving in that life. Praise the Lord. It's different from say you thou child of the devil. You be you blind for a season. You just release one word, the man is blind. Abi? Paul, seeing that the man have faith to be healed, and say rise up and walk. Those are two levels of faith. Praise the Lord. But it's the same faith operating. But this is higher. And this is the source of that one that say, be you blind for a season, right? You rise up and walk. That is the source. It's this one that the Holy Ghost has dropped. And then you now begin to walk in that direction. Now bonds and chains, imprisonment, he's waiting for you every day. You start now walking in that direction. That faith is strong. That's what we call the mount. You need a mountain of faith. And the Holy Ghost will help you to supply it, so long as we yield and be faithful. Praise the Lord. So please, what did you hear? Let me start with Sister Gift.
Okay, one of the things I heard is that faith is relational. You talked about Abraham, that as Abraham was walking with God, that he was also building a relationship as he was obeying and as he was following God. So one of the things I am taking so far from this teaching is the importance of following. As one obeys and takes every step with God, one needs to obey and build a relationship, because if it's just the acts of faith alone, it's not enough to sustain one by just following the acts and doing the works. But as one builds a relationship with God, that one is better sustained. That's part of the things I heard.
Praise the Lord, brother.
Praise the Lord. I think one of the things I heard when Pastor was talking about this issue of faith, I just discovered that people are not seeing faith in that area. A lot of people are not seeing faith in that area. They are only seeing faith in what God can do to them, and probably in most they are carried away with their needs enough. Well, you know, it takes faith to obey. So I hear those things. Before you can obey some certain instructions, there are different levels of instruction that test our commitment to God in a place of obedience. So I see that you need a strong faith. There is an higher faith for you to pull some things in your relationship and your working with God, in obeying and moving in the direction God wants you to move. And then before you can do that, then the place of your relationship with God, your commitment must be 100%. Because or else, for you to obey or to walk in such faith, I don't see anybody walking in that faith without being committed to it. When I mean committed to the point of death. To the point of death, that to yield to the, I like using this word, the impartation of the Holy Ghost. That is, want to impart your spirit. So he said, this kind of power, this kind of faith that quicken your mortal bodies. You know, all those things are not physical, And then he said, you see, when it comes to faith too, that the first thing you trust that your faith is tested is God, because it's unseen. Is invisible. It's different from invisible, undefeated. We are talking about the invisible. It's not visible. And then, if our God is not visible, then you need a higher faith to press in and walk in a dimension with God that people will see. At that time, you might look stupid. And most times, it looks stupid. For that, because that's why Paul, before he goes to Acts 20, when people were saying that, don't go, he already see those things. And I want to believe that his commitment to God, even to the point of death, has made him, has made such things easier for him. In the place of obedience, the level of faith we need to operate in. So it's more higher than the faith that I just say, I'm just seeing it in that dimension. That just say, hey, rise up and walk, that do some miracles. And then, you know, people can easily do that, especially when it comes to gift of healing. Just a desire. A strong desire can give you those things. But no strong desire can give you such a faith that ask you to empty your account. You know, when you got to a stage, despite your condition, then you have to question God. Don't you know my condition? You know, that faith that will not allow, that will not even think, you will not think of questioning God for following his instruction. And that faith that when God gives you some direction and it's strange, you know, when you have the last food in your house, and God said, you see, boy, don't eat that food. It's not for you. Go to your neighbors. They don't have anything. And you say, God, we are starving. This is the last pot. So you have to give kudos to that woman that gave Elijah the food. It was seriously a work of faith. Because for him to obey, he did not even see the gods. He only heard instruction from Elijah. He said, so for him to do that, I think he is serious level and another high level of faith that we need to press in by serious depth of relationship. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. But Opa, thank you for that wonderful exposition. All of you, at least, you've gotten what we are saying tonight. Before I get to Botwin to tell us what he has gotten tonight, just look at David like an engine. Look at the life of David like the sound of an engine. You know, engines sound differently. Can you see the way David's engine was sounding towards God? Can you see the way it was sounding? Big, 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 big. If you look at the Psalms, David was a man that was, you know, he was following and pursuing God in a very dangerous way. If you like the sound, look at his heartbeat for God. Look at the way his engine was sounding. You know, there are some engine you on it, you not even sound. All this modern car. But you know all those ancient car on the engine. You know that you have on an engine. That's the kind of way David's engine was. You will know that this one is really sounding. You know, this one is really sounding and beating. Praise the Lord. Then you can now see that David became an enigma in the world. You can see that all of the things he did, those ones were quite, you know, became quite easy. It became quite easy to him to handle Goliath because he has handled the Holy Ghost. Can you see? He has handled the Holy Ghost. So he now looked at Goliath. I have handled something that is bigger than you. Praise the Lord. Amen. I've found I've eaten and I've went and I've dined with the king. So who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Can you see? He just carried stone and he went. Then you now look at the mystery of that, what that thing David did. If you go to the book of Psalms, you now get the secret of David. Praise the Lord. Open the book of Psalms, you get his secret. You get his secret. A lot of things. You now begin to see all those Psalms he began writing. Oh Lord, you are my God. Daily will I seek you. As the deer pants for the streams of water, so my heart longs after you. You know, even when that's a popular Psalm 51. You know, So like you say, give me a new heart and renew a right spirit within me. Restore me. So will I teach transgressors your way and sinners to be converted unto you. You can know that David uses that faith of relational faith, right? David was, in fact, he was a king. It was number one. That was 90% of David's faith. It was relational. As if David forgot every other thing, he only remembers God. Look at the Psalms he wrote. From the evidence from the Psalms. Evidence from what was, you know, what was, if you do a DNA of David, all you see there is you just see God there. All of those other challenges, family, throne, Israel, you may not even see it in his DNA. Praise the Lord. Those ones were secondary. So, that is how it is. And let me give you a classical illustration of what we're saying now. My brother that is getting married in March, by God's grace. So, it's one faith to believe God to give you money, right? You have been believing God, maybe by January, one money come. February, one money come. Maybe your wedding is middle of March. And first week of March, you now go to Lagos. Let me go and buy this. And you say, okay, you get to Lagos on Saturday. On Sunday, let me go to church. Or from church, then on Monday, I'll hit the market. You know, you have believed God to have gathered some two money. And you stand on that Sunday morning, and God is saying you should drop everything. The whole money, and the wedding is less than 2 weeks. Which kind of faith are you going to need? That one is higher than the receiving. Yes. If you leave, yes now. The faith to give is higher than the faith to receive. This is what I'm coming to. The faith to give is higher than the faith to receive. It's the faith, but it's a higher operation. Praise the Lord. You know, there are operations in God. And there are level of operations in God. Even faith there's a higher level of wedding is telling you. What I'm telling is true life story. I had somebody give the testimony. That's how I got to know it. He went to Lagos to buy things. I know you. I was in a meeting when he was saying it. And everybody said, God said you should drop it. You give it out. God will squeeze you. Because he must train you. He must train you to see beyond things so that you can see him. He's the ultimate one you need to see. We say faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. And the first thing unseen I say is who? Is God. He must bring you to the place you see him. And that's why I took Abraham through that road. You must see beyond Isaac and see me. Praise the Lord. Some of us are not able to see beyond our calling. Some people are not able to see beyond their churches, ministry. They can't see beyond their ministry. You must see beyond these things and then I must see God. Some are not even able to see beyond their husband or see beyond their wife or children. So, all kinds of things. Is there from the beginning we have been warned. Where did you receive that warning? We received that warning in Abraham. Praise the Lord. Abraham wanted to teach Abraham. God wanted to teach Abraham to see beyond his son. A lot of us don't go past that level. It's of the way they love their children. I'm not saying you should not love your children, but you must see beyond them and see God. Praise the Lord. So that is it. So can you see? I've used that illustration to drive the point home, right? Where something is coming and you're not standing there 2 weeks. If you first thing, what will I Sister Tokwa, you know she'll call you. What will I tell her? Well, I tell Sister Tokwa. the fear will just strike your mind. you need to hear stories of men of God. They've been there. Benihim, you can hear a story. When you are writing like this, your hand is shaking. You are going to be, you are shaking. Benihim, all of them, they have their, I can't go into start sharing Lord their testimony. Bishop Oedi, all of them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You need to hear their testimonies. Amen. Praise the Lord. You need to hear their testimony. This one in drawing there. But when you have anything, you can make your Abby. He said, you believe God will go. He said, whatsoever I ask in my name, I will do it. Abby, you ask and he does it. Praise the Lord. You ask and he does it. Lord, this and this. At most, you go and intercede. You pray this and that. Pray more. Pray more earnestly. Believe more, you get it. But this one is the faith to give. There was one day, in the same faith, there was one day the Lord spoke to me. He said, the same spirit of faith for giving. The same spirit of faith for receiving. It's the same spirit of faith for giving. But even within being the same spirit of faith, but it's a higher operation to give than to receive. Praise the Lord. Say the same spirit of faith for receiving is the same spirit of faith for giving. But it's a higher operation in giving. So in that giving, God must help us to raise the bars of our faith. It's the same faith. Praise the Lord. But the danger is that Satan, what Satan does is to use the little things to becloud our eyes. To distract us from the main purpose with lesser purposes, right? You remember when we taught on why were you created? See, the primary purpose and the secondary purpose for creating man. You use the secondary purpose to distract you from the primary purpose. So that the lesser operations of faith can distract you from the higher operations of faith. Jesus said, if the demons submit to you, he said, don't rejoice that the demons are submitting to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Right? Because if the demons are submitting to you, it's a big stuff. Big everywhere. Maybe but to now enter a market and demons are shouting. You understand? Praise the Lord. He said, don't be carried away. Be carried away that your names are written where? In heaven. So let me hear from Tony now. I'll end it there.
Praise the Lord. Oh, wow. Right, bottom of the pot, seriously. I want to appreciate God. Seeing faith in another dimension. You know, seeing beyond it. You know, most times we've been living, I got entangled and I felt I want to read, I want to do all these other things, especially from Bible character and all that. And this morning, that's yesterday night stroke this morning, it's a fresh dimension, and I trust God to help me. Even as we go in Jesus' name. I think I'll just say one or two things there. Talking about 2018, we are looking at the word of faith. you know, the dimension and the bars of faith. That's what we are looking at. Faith in a relational sense. Faith in a relational sense. You know, it takes us above things. It takes us above things and bring us to the level of that real definition of faith in Hebrews 11. That thing that is nothing, and the first thing that is nothing is God. And so my take home is to use all that the Lord has given to me, just as Brother Tope said, even to the point of death. Obey Him to the point of death, and all is done through faith. I just have a few quotes. That's the first one says, the faith to give, is higher than the faith to receive. It's just coming to my consciousness. Really. Majority of the whole thing is, power to get this, power to get that. I just have to get it. You just need faith to get it. But to give, we don't see it. Not even see it at all. And the last one, the second one is that, if we're able to get this bigger faith. And I want to call it bigger faith now. It's impossible for you to be in this bigger faith, and then in the world you're nobody. In the world you are not a force, because the other small, all those other getting other things done, dealing with demons and all that, they will just naturally flow, even as you are walking the face of this earth, pursuing this one faith, pursuing this higher faith, developing the relationship, the relationship phase of faith. I think that's the major thing. That's the key of all the things that the summary of everything I've gotten this morning, this night, in this meeting. I trust God that that 2018. I think this is the only one goal I'm going with in 2018. That by the time 2018 will be rounding up this way, the level at which I'll be operating, just like Pastor said, now you just enter market and then demons are shouting without you're just on your own. That is the way Jesus was just going. He just entered Capernaum, and then the guy gave, "Hey, have you come to?" He wasn't addressing them. He was just passing. And I know that as the Lord lives and as His Spirit lives, even though I don't want to do big things, all those things, I think running after this, just like David said, one thing is my desire. One thing I am pursuing. That's just one thing. I want to really bless God tonight that I made it to this meeting. Because God actually gave me the pursuit for 2018. It has been coming in different dimensions, but it's not clear as this, that I wasn't having a grip of what I want to, but as this night unfolds, I just know that this meeting is directly for me. That I trekked to get down here, but I enjoyed the trekking. I didn't even know how the OT was. I just thought that the OT, I was just flowing, I was just coming and say whatever it is, oh God. And tonight, oh my God, I was in between two decisions. I was thinking, let me stay back and watch, Holy Ghost, and watch a victory, Songs of Victory for tonight, But somehow, So, okay, well, let me just get, and I even got here, the gate was locked, right? I was like, there's no meeting today. How would they lock the gate? There's going to be a meeting. So I started thinking, oh God, well, I know I will be well, you know. But I really want to bless God tonight that the Lord gave me the and that He opened unto me the scroll, you know. The Bible says, and a book was opened before him. And as he started reading, immediately he just closed the book. I think I'm closing the book.
Can you just put your hands together and appreciate your Father? Appreciate your Father. Praise the Lord. I was just saying that since the last meeting for the year, we just have an informal meeting and then take one or two, just share one or two experiences and everything. I was not intending this teaching. It was not a teaching I prepared to give or to teach or something, but the Holy Ghost has taught us. Praise the Lord. We will just talk, but he has his way. And thank God, please, can we appreciate Brother Tope? That may be possible for us to to have this message recorded. praise the Lord. So, you know, we just pray, just two game prayer. Just a small simple prayer, we just pray, and then we enjoy the rest of the night briefly before we go. Don't forget that we just spoke about the faith to follow, right? What did he tell Peter? Follow what? Follow me. Then Moses. How did Moses get his face shining? How did he get it shining? He just followed, praise the Lord. God asked him to follow him and God called him and he yielded and responded and he followed after. In following God, he just came back and he came back and he didn't even know his face was shining. Can you see how you can do impact in the world? Peter, in just following Jesus, one day he discovered that even demons are submitting to us in your name. They were surprised. So can you see the faith to even do things in the world? He said, Master. He said, demons are submitting to us in your name. Say, relax, relax. Don't rejoice in this one. This one is this more. This one is this more. Because I'll make you an eternal. He didn't tell you, but he just said, this one is rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Which is written in heaven? Is it not what to read in the book of Revelation? That the city, the heavenly city, has 12 foundations. And the foundations are the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And one of that foundation is Peter. It is something higher. You know, he said, the demons, he said, your names are written in heaven. You are in eternal memorial in heaven. In the heavens, Peter. You know, so just how? Just say, Peter. What did he tell him? Follow what? Follow me. The first day, maybe I say follow him. The last meeting he had with Peter in the Bible recorded. What did he say? He said, follow me. And he said, this man, what is he going to do, John? He said, what's your business? But you what? Follow. I'm talking about the faith to follow. Come 2018 and beyond. Abraham just kept following. Abraham was just following. When did Abraham become a prophet? He was just following. One day, God didn't tell him. I didn't even know if Abraham had the name prophet before. I don't know if Abraham knows because he didn't prophesy. He didn't see any declaration. He was just following. But one day, when shows came to the shows, God met a king and warned him that this man is a prophet. You're already dead. Restore his wife. Did Abraham even know that he had that kind of power? He didn't know. How did I know? He didn't know. He was planning to scheme himself out. That when you get it, they will kill me because of you, this and that. Look at Abraham's perspective. Look at Abraham understanding. But look at when God now came on the scene that this man is a prophet, you're already dead. So even Abraham was unconscious of the power he was carrying. And how did he get that power? He was just following. That faith to follow. Can you see? Building that faith, you know, to follow. Praise the Lord. Building that faith. Amen. You've heard of the mountain faith as a mustard seed, right? So this is the mountain of faith. This is the mountain of faith to just follow. He just kept moving. You know. The same thing David. He just kept following, you know. And then look at the power that he wielded. He didn't even know the power he had. Even David did not even know the power he had. Even till he died. He has seen some things with God though. Even till he died, he didn't know. A thousand years after David died, God will still be warning people on earth and be mentioning David. If not because of David, I will have dealt with you. If not because of David, I will have dealt with you. He will still be talking about the throne of Israel, say the throne of David. People start on that throne before David. People start on that throne after David. But that throne did not depart from David. And when Jesus was coming, he said he will sit on the throne of who? No, of his father. Jesus, David has become the father of Jesus. In the flesh, he will sit on the throne of his father David. So my brothers and sisters, there is something beyond what we are doing here. If God will open our eyes to see it from another perspective, beyond running you to the vision. The ministry that God has endured, you running me, be faithful in it. Even in doing it, you are following. It's another dimension of following. Following the calling, the things he asks you to do. That's part of following. Praise the Lord. That we've seen something higher and beyond. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I wonder, some people have stopped seeing beyond the things they are called to do. And that's where pride, arrogance, all those things, unfaithfulness, start misbehaving, like that. Some of us, give us more money now, for we all lose sight of him. Because so long as you keep seeing him, you cannot be proud. So long as you keep following this faith, I'm talking about following faith. So long as you keep following, you forever be meek. You'll be going from one level of meekness to another. You keep on becoming a child until you become zero. Praise the Lord. You still come becoming weaker in the flesh. When you say when the slap you turn the other cheek, do you know why? It's not because you have it. No, you are turning the other cheek because you don't have even the strength to slap back. Because that strength, that flesh will have been taken away. You want to slap back, but there is no even strength to slap back. All you can do is to turn the other cheek. Because the strength is not even there. You know why? It has been weakened by walking with God. Moses was the meekest man on the face of the earth. Who told you that Moses was the meekest? Moses was one of the strongest men. But in walking with God for those 40 years, he becomes so weak. The strength has been taken away. He didn't read the account of Moses. That the first day he appeared, he killed somebody. He wanted to be a judge. To even mediate between two people, he was full of so strength. That strength, God took it out. As he kept following for those walking with God, he will just take out the strength. Praise the Lord. Said it takes strength now to commit iniquity, some of those sins and all of those things. It takes strength. The strength will be taken away. You understand? Yes. The energy to fornicate and masturbate and do some other things, it's just God that has been taken off. Even if you want to do it, you cannot bring yourself to do it. Because the strength to do it has gone. By walking with this faith, it will take it out. Praise the Lord. Can you begin to appreciate him? Can you begin to look forward to 2018? It's so bright, full of energy. With this strength, of what we have had, what we have been blessed tonight. What the Lord has, sometimes God opens your eyes and all your problems are solved. David said, I was envious, I was sad until I entered into the sanctuary. And then God opened my eyes, and I saw the end of the wicked. He was so mad and furious. And said, God has forgotten, God is thee, God has left me, like that. God just opened his eyes. Open his eyes. To get you translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son, he just opens your eye. Except your eye, you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom. He just opens your eyes, you see God's kingdom. And then he now helps you to enter entrance. Can we begin to thank him? For me, I believe 2018 has been resolved. 2018 and beyond, life on the earth has been solved. The mystery of life has been solved. Has been resolved. By the understanding that is supplied to our spirit. Understanding of faith. By light. Father, we bless you. We honor you. We reverence you. We adore you. Give you all that glory, all that honor. Thank you for tonight. Thank you. Thank you for this mighty visitation. Thank you for this mighty, awesome visitation. Hallowed be your name, our Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, our Father.